Blog Talk Radio.
Not My Reality Live. I'm your host, Marianne Ford. I want to thank you for joining me on this evening and ask you to sit back, relax, and breathe as we explore ourselves and discover who we are and what we should be doing here at this place and time in our life. So sit back, enjoy yourself, and understand that it is a choice, not chance, that determines our destiny. So choose to access and display your greatest you on today. Now that you've chosen to accept, explore, and live out your destiny, yes, you have one. It's still there waiting for you. Welcome to another edition of Conversation with the Coach. I am Marianne Afua. Thank you for joining me on today. We want to talk about today some oppositions that we have been going through and give you a few pointers here on the show. You can call in and have a conversation with me at 646-378-1135 and ask me some questions, and we can have a great conversation about things that can help us become better in our lives. So, we're going to take a few commercial breaks, and then we'll be right back after these words. Hello, I'm Marianne Afua, one of four transformational members of the Dream Team on the Alaskan Transform Your Life Crew, July 7th to the 14th of 2013. Leaving out of Seattle, Washington, after spending a fun-filled evening in a cocktail reception and spending the night in the trendy and upscale Crown Plaza Hotel, we'll board the Norwegian Cruise Line and set sail for Alaska, where we'll see some awe-inspiring scenery and wildlife, enjoy private lunch with the Dream Team, and attend the transformative seminars on wellness, personal and spiritual development, beauty, entertainment, and business. I'll let you in a secret. If you book your cruise with a refundable deposit by July 1st, you have an opportunity to register for some great giveaways and discounts that will enhance your cruise experience, both while on the cruise and afterwards. So contact Diane at itravelconsultants.com or just call her directly at 805-781-2630. Empowerment and enlightenment, intuitive insights, wisdom, and self-affirmation are the themes that come from Not My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm by Marianne Afua. Available in Amazon.com and in local bookstores everywhere. It offers a code of conduct for self-discovery, self-liberation, and transformation and acceptance of our true personal reality. Not My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, encourages us to dance through those situations, conditions, and circumstances by activating our innate internal strength and power, Not My Reality by Marian Afua, available everywhere books are sold. Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Afua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Afua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Afua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Conversation with the Coach. I am Marian Afua. I apologize for that. The sound was off. So we're going to go back and we're going to I'm going to try to recapture the thoughts that I just shared that was not shared with you on the air. We are getting a lot of emails, a lot of conversation, a lot of my coaching clients, the clients that are trying to rebuild themselves and also those that are in relationships that would like to become better in their relationships. They would like to figure out what's going on in relationships. And I'm not just talking about love relationships. I'm also talking about business relationships with workers. So let's talk about that for a minute. I want to take time out to tell you that one of the biggest things that I find with people is that we have not taken the opportunity to love ourselves. So often we are busy trying to find out how do we appease another individual, but we don't understand the first step in having a great relationship is by having one with yourself. Understanding and loving yourself so that you have a desire. You don't have a desire to force people to try to love you, and you don't have a desire to try to mutate to become the entity that you think they will love. So you begin to let go of these ideas of desperation. Thank you. Let go of the ideas of desperation. You let go of the ideas of loneliness, and you exchange them for self-love, perseverance, and advancement. You come back and you think about the opportunities that you desire to have in your life. You go back and you think about how are you going to move forward? What is it that you want to discover about yourself, and how do you validate that? You have to embrace daily how you feel about yourself. What do you love? What are your standards? Develop your own expectations. Be honest with yourself. Truly be honest with yourself. What is it that you love about yourself? What is it that you trust about you? What do you trust? Get to trust yourself and get to know yourself. And more importantly, get to know your, that way you're learning to know your truth. Know what you want. Know what you desire to have as part of your life. You have to move beyond the situation, the circumstances, and the places, and begin to take on the opportunity for you to know that there is real interchange and real interconnected, not just something you're doing for the moment. In your job relationships, it works the same way. You have to be confident about your duties and about your roles and your abilities. Your lack of that ability is going to prevent you from having the right opportunity to come your way. Don't get involved in situations and circumstances that are going to take you off your center of peace and balance, that are going to distract you from your work duties, that are going to distract you from your opportunities to do what it is you need to be doing daily in your job. Listen, yes, we would like to get along with all of our co-workers and employers, but sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes we're unable to do that. So we just do the best we can. We can coexist, and we can understand the interconnectedness that we have with one another, and we can do our tasks that are assigned to us. Again, know who you are. Know your limitations, your expectations. Don't place false expectations upon other people. Yeah, but you can work with someone for 20 years and not have to know every intricate detail of their life. Some things are going to hinder the development of that relationship. So it's best that you not share so many things. When you find that some of our past information from past experiences begins to creep up within our relationships, those old tapes, those old memories, those old thoughts begin to overwhelm you and subconsciously begin to cause you to have a disruption. How do we address that? We address it by facing it head on, recognizing why are we feeling this way. What is it that's causing me to believe that everyone is against me, or that they don't want me here? Why do I feel that? What is it that's causing disadvantages that I perceive to be real? Are they really real, or are they just, again, those tapes and those images and that frustration from the interaction of my past that I have not letting go. I'm letting it go. Have not let it go. So as a result, we find ourselves embracing nothing more than anger and frustration. We find ourselves engaging in a conversation that with ourselves that negates all of our progress, that debases us from a position of strong existence, affirming our abilities, affirming that's not going to affirm that we have what we need inside of us, that we wouldn't be here if we didn't have the ability, that we wouldn't be looking, people wouldn't be looking at us if there wasn't a contribution that we've made that's making them make an inquiry as to, is it valid or invalid? You have to know. You have to be courageous enough to trust yourself and be confident. And I know it's a difficult time sometimes to do that, but we definitely can do that. It takes a little work. And that's where the introspection comes from. That's where the diversity in our thoughts comes from. So it's just really important that we begin to embrace the opportunities that come our way. Embrace the logistics of our manifestation of greatness. I mean, do we really believe that we have the greatness inside of us? Do we really believe that we are making a contribution? Sure we are. We are making a contribution. We are making a connection to our divine destiny, to our place and position that allows us an opportunity to do what we need to do. Stop resting on the idea that you are not good enough. Stop accepting the idea that someone is rejecting you, therefore it negates your existence. That's not what it does. You are a viable person. Your contributions are acknowledgeable. There is no need for you to get beyond the belief. Stay where you are. Understand that you are exactly where you need to be. Understanding that you are going to be able to contribute, and you are contributing, and you are validated, and you are valued, and there's nothing that can stop you, that everything that you have to offer is there for a reason. Clear your mind of all that clutter. Understand that you hold worthiness and wholeness, and that you are capable of engaging in conversations and performing tasks at a highest level of quality that you can. And some individuals may not want to receive that, but it is true. That's not your concern. Prioritize. Experience your true reality, which is that you are exactly who you are, uniquely designed. Fabulous effort, great ingenuity and creativity. I understand when we say, well, you know, I've always had this problem. Well, let's talk about why we've always had that problem. Are you still believing that the problem even exists? And where did you get the idea that it was a problem? Why couldn't it just be a challenge that allows us to look inwardly and find the resources we need to be able to address this situation and circumstance? That's what I mean when I say you have to be courageous. If you find that you're in the same situations over and over again, if you find that you're having difficulties interacting with people, then you need to be able to address it. Not have a disadvantage. You are listening to a conversation with the coach. I am Marian Afua. I just want to remind everyone that we are taking Seminars at Sea cruise. It's called Transform Your Life 2013. We are going to be having some great special giveaways and sign-up discounts that are going to run through August 31st. You just need to contact Diane at itravelconsultants.com at 805-781-2630. And I will tell you that there are some great giveaways that are going to be given away on the cruise. And that if you contact Diane, you will have an opportunity to have lunch with all four of the speakers, which are Joan Moran, Juliet Miles, Shannon McLean, and of course myself, Marion Afua. We are four of the transformative speakers. The seminars are going to take place on the boat. They last about an hour and a half, three times on the cruise. And it's called Sailing to Alaska. It's July 7th through the 14th of 2013. It is a 7-night Alaskan cruise leaving out of Seattle, Washington. Can't speak this morning. And to the Inside Passage of Alaska. And this cruise, I really see it. I believe it, and I've seen it intuitively as well. It's a beautiful opportunity for us to go and explore something different. Again, Juliet Miles deals with issues of beauty and business coach. She's also one of the national speakers of the Greater Omnipresence Domain. And her theme is Shine On. Also, we have Juliet Miles, who's talking about empowering the new woman. That's going to be her seminar she's going to be doing. She's also going to be doing yoga classes on the boat. She's a phenomenal woman. Her book is How to Tango After 60, and she is awesome. It says author of 60 Sex and Tangos, Confessions of a Beatnik Boomer. So she will host a roundtable discussion on mind, body, spirit. So just some great opportunities. There also is going to be Shannon McLean. She's going to be our in-house comedian. She's an actress, a comedian, and a writer. And she is coming on board, and she will be sharing also how to laugh your way to the top by finding success in the new media age. She has a couple of a great workshop planned out for us. And then, of course, I'm going to be doing my workshop called Me Incorporated, Development of Me Incorporated, as well as Change is Not Always Noisy. Just getting us to a place where we can do what we need to do. So come on out and call Diane. Set up a payment plan to take your cruise. And I'm going to tell you, we will have so much fun. I mean, we have planned parties, or they have planned parties for this cruise. Even before we leave on the cruise, there's a great reception that's going to take place at the Crowne Plaza Hotel in Seattle, Washington. A very upscale and classy place. And we'll be able to spend the night in the hotel room and be able to move forward. So as we go forward, we will continue to have great opportunities for you. I'm looking at this, and it says if you sign up before August 31st, the early bird registration price is priced at $269 per person. And if you bring a cabin mate, it'll take off $130. It'll be half off, which means you pay $134.50 for the second person. So it's still about $400 instead of the $350, but it's a great way. You're saving a discount on it. So just contact Diane today, and she'll go through the whole process with you, and you'll be able to explore and experience a new experience by traveling next July with us to Alaska. So we're going to continue on as we continue to embrace that which makes us be able to have a transformation in our life. Transforming our thoughts. That is my whole point. How do we transform our life? How do we experience ourselves in our greatest position? So often we find ourselves just thinking that we are only existing just to react. And I want to encourage you. Good morning, love. Good morning, sweetie, love. Thank you so much. So we're gonna continue to have a great, 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 great opportunity for you to understand that your existence exceeds beyond just reacting to circumstance, places, and people. We have to get to a place of responding. And how do you get to a place of responding? or having a response versus a reaction, you have to understand that you have the ability to frame the end result of that situation, to bring it into a place of balance, a place of commonality, of peace. So often, you know, we run around here, we're thinking, well, you know, people don't like me. But guess what? You have to like yourself. You have to exude. Why would someone not like you? That's the attitude we have to take. We have to change the thoughts that we have in our mind. We have to understand that we cannot control another individual's thoughts. We can only control our thoughts, and we can affect them. We may be able to alter them slightly. But the key for us is to move beyond that moment of fear. We talked about fear on here before. And then I came back and I shared with you how you reframe fear. Maybe I should revisit that. I think I will. I'm going to revisit. How do you rethink fear? We know that fear is false evidence appearing real. So if someone is saying they don't like you, someone says they think that you are unattractive, someone you have this ideal in your mind, this fear in your mind that people are going to reject you, fear is false evidence appearing real. Been there, done. That's a cliche we've heard before. But we know the key word in there is that it's false. But we function out of truth. We strive to function out of divine universal truth. We understand that fear is different from reverence. It's different from caution or being aware. Fear is not a part of our alignment with the divine creator. It is a function of the opposition to keep us distracted. So when you're having this ideal of fearfulness, it's a distraction. Let it go. Release it. Don't allow it to become part of your reality. When you become aware of this fear, repackage it. Make it work for you. Allow it to become your motivation to get you to that next level, to access your reality, your power, your resources, your identity, your strength, your comfort, your inner power. See, I tell people all the time, we can have a pity party, okay? We can have a down day, but it's only going to last for 5 minutes if you're around me. We have 60 minutes in an hour. You get 5 minutes for a pity party, really 4 minutes and a half, because the other 30, I'm going to start getting you ready to go ahead and implement some plans, and we're going to begin to implement some strategies that's going to take us away from that place, because we can't afford it. We can't afford to be overwhelmed by this ideal of fear or lack or disengagement. We have to access this fear and make it motivate us, allow it to motivate us or boost us up. So we need to have a response that allows us to fearlessly allow for an extension of our beliefs to go beyond what we see at this moment in time. And we have an expectation of the unexpected. And be willing to accept it. Accept our ability that we can rise above where we are right now. That we can move beyond this moment. We can move beyond this hurt. We can move beyond this pain. Good morning, Mary Lou. We can move beyond these circumstances. And we can rise to the occasion, and we can revel in the joy and the success of the experience that we have just shared. We need to liberate ourselves from the languages that keep keeping us bound and cannot bear the weight of our true reality. We have to get to the place where we can experience life in its wholeness, in its freeness, in its opportunity for us to be all that we are designed and destined to be. Embracing that. So often we just worry about the things that quote unquote that make us feel uncomfortable. We're not worrying about the things that are enhancing our life. We're not worrying about how we're making our contribution, how it's validating someone else and encouraging them just by having our presence. If we take time out, as I began earlier today, if we take time out to get to love us, embrace us, share us openly, freely, not negating every part of, listen, you have to accept every part of you. When you look into the mirror and you look at yourself, you have to embrace every part of you. You have to embrace your hair, your teeth, your nose, your eyes, your skin, the shape of your body, the thoughts that you think, and you have to discard that which you don't. Listen, I always tell people all the time, love yourself. If it's true, if someone says something about you and it's true and you don't like that being true, then you have the power and control to change it. And if you like it, then don't worry about it. It's true. You can allow other people to dictate your happiness. That's all I'm saying. How do we get to that place? How do we remove this language that tells me that I have to look a certain way, I have to behave a certain way to be accepted? You are uniquely designed to share your uniqueness. We all have an individual role and contribution. If I try to imitate you, then I'm not doing my role. Of course we're going to be in alignment because we're going to be sharing all that we are, okay? We understand that. We want to share love with one another. I want to imitate the love. We want to have a love exchange. We want to understand a peaceful exchange. We want to have a caring exchange with another. But outside of that, we still have an individual role. I have to embrace you. Yes, I just recently heard that. Well, I heard a bit of it. Thank you, Sweet D. That's why the beginning of my show, I play that song, says, just breathe. It's not the end of the road. It's all a bad dream, but you got to believe. The story is still to be told. Just breathe. Because when we breathe, we're able to blow out those things that we don't need and pull in the breath of life. I am a firm believer of that. It's revitalizing. People often tell, someone said to me, you know, you're always so uppity and so optimistic. I don't have a choice. I mean, it's just, how do you not? How do you not respond to that? I'm going to see, can I pull that up, Sweet D? I'm going to see, can I get it here, get a link going for that, and I'll try to pull it up, because I did hear that the other day. Or I can even say Kanye Dawson's song, I Can Only Be Me. You have potential. And potential, the force that's going to drive that potential is your belief in knowing that you are going to make, where you take your step, that it's going to be sure. There you go. We have to embrace our own validation. We have to know, Sweet D, love, is saying, your validation is not that important to me. I know she's singing because my sister sings on her show. She also has a show here on Blog Talk. And she sings, and so I love when I hear her voice. When she sings, because it's a great thing. It doesn't matter. I tell anybody, it doesn't matter how you sound. Just sing. Just enjoy your life. Do what makes you happy. Do what makes you you. So again, when we're taking in this deep breath, when we're breathing and accepting all that we are, when we are accepting the existence of ourselves, the space that we have, the growth that we are moving in. Someone said one thing, well, you know, I don't want anybody to know that I have a hard time. Just, why not? Then you're missing your opportunity for support and help. And if people want to use it against you, then you reject them and you move to the next individual to get the resources you need. You don't sit here and suffer in silence. I offer this because I like to share with people. I enjoy talking with people. I know I have a full keyboard, but no one ever pushes one, and then I get emails, and that's okay. That's okay. I know some people do not. I know that some people don't want to be known for, you know, saying their issues. I have people that tell me, I don't want my business on Blog Talk, which is why I give my commercial 3 times during the show, because I want to give you my phone number, and then you can call me and we can talk. The first consultation is always free. See what you want to do. But you have to release yourself from the bondage of that fear, from the bondage of shame. That's not going to help you. We have to let go of those memories and those thoughts that keep overwhelming us. We have to get ready for a new beginning. We got to expand our mind and move beyond what we thought was just okay to make it to be what's wonderful. If you can't say what you feel is wonderful, if you can't get beyond okay, you got some mirror looking to do. Look in the mirror. You got some loving to do upon yourself. You got to look forward to some greatness and some new places and new faces. Don't limit yourself. Don't think because an individual, I have some of my closest people, some of my greatest people that I have connected with and that I have embraced are far away from me. Are far away from me. But yet when I talk to them, it's like they're right there and they get me to a place where I can embrace and I feel good and they love me and I love them. And it's just magical. I really don't like using the word magical, but I like it. That's for you. That's the word that's the word that we can share a meaning of. Magical. There's a synergy that occurs. There's a ciphering that occurs with our spirit and our energies. And we can just feel each other and we can communicate. It's just a wonderful feeling. But if you limit yourself, you're never gonna experience that because it's unfamiliar to you. So you're going to limit other opportunities to have the desire that you would have for your life. Release all the errors of your past, all the frustration, all those negatives of yesterday, and embrace today's exponential ability and love. Address it and accept it. That you want to be, I'm going to say that word again, exponential possibility of love and happiness and peace and strength. All right, here's the song. I think I got it. I always mess up the song. Hang on, y'all. Sometimes this computer don't like me, but I'm going to try to get it to play. If I don't get it to play during this show, I promise you I will get it uploaded for the next time. But check it out. I have the video up. I'm trying to get it to play. Thank you, Sweet D, for getting that link to me. You and Mary Lou know y'all quick with those computer hands and those links. But I really want to emphasize to all of you that are listening that it's really important that you take time out to love you. Accept the new beginning of loving you. Accept the liberation that is found in loving you. So you can have a greater exchange with people that you come across and you don't feel so left out. You don't feel concerned about issues that are just temporary. My motto is that everyone that comes to your life is temporary. People come in life for a temporary time for a permanent purpose. It's your job to figure it out, even if it's just to get you to do some reflection about your own thoughts, feelings, emotions, and your existence. It's important. It may be that person may be in your life to get you to identify there's some things you need to add or let go, that there's still some room for some healing and some growth, maybe some forgiveness. Ooh, I know. You guys don't like when I speak like that. Maybe your ego needs to be put in check again, quite possibly. Don't allow confusion by the empty thoughts and fears and frustrations of your past to inhibit you from embracing your greatness, from having great relationships with people. Doesn't always have to be a love relationship. But I guess in the esoteric sense, yes, it is about love. It is a love relationship. Right? Because even on your job, there needs to be an exchange that allows you to exchange freely and respect that individual's position as they respect you, and there's a mutual exchange that is going to occur. But that's the basis that has to go. When you forget that you are honoring your existence and the other person's existence, when you forget about that interconnectedness that we have with one another, then it limits us from having relationships. So then you are going to feel like people are against you. You are going to feel like you can't function in this environment. Often, you know, I had to check myself a couple of times, and I said, well, why am I uncomfortable in this space? So before I left my job, oh, I like that. I'm going to read that in a second. When I was led to leave my job because my time was up there, it became very uncomfortable for me. My quality of work didn't dissipate, but it became uncomfortable for me. There was agitation. There was things that were going on that forced me to say, okay, I have to rely more upon my spiritual and my internal even more. And then when I got quiet and did some reflection, it said, okay, do you understand? I don't want you in this environment anymore. I need you to go over here and do something. And I went, what? All these benefits, all these great, all this, whoo, tell you the truth, all this money. Ooh-wee. But then I have to think about it. It's not about the money. It's about my assignment, my divine assignment, my divine calling to share with individuals, to enlighten, to empower, to get them to recognize that enlightenment and empowerment that's inside of them, to remind them of that, to share with them opportunities, and for me to gain some things as well. And then move forward. But it takes a willingness. Sweet D in the chat room, Sweet D Love says, I need the creative force to stay on the inside so it may be manifested to all. We are a process at work. I like that. And that's absolutely something that I agree with. When we begin to have an exchange that recognizes that the divine is, again, creativity is the attribute of the divine, the I am. Mary Lou is a phenomenal photographer. Sometimes I look at her work. She had a link up. Y'all didn't know. Yes, Mary Lou, I'm promoting you. Mary Lou is a photographer, phenomenal photographer. And she has some great work. I was like, I need to really get her to maybe make me see, can I look that pretty and that phenomenal in my setting, right? But it takes a person who's willing to look outside of what you just, that's why I like photography and people who are artistic, because they have a way of taking the ordinary and make it become extraordinary and make it give you a different perspective. That's the beauty of it. That's who she is. She is manifesting that creative force for all. Sweet D does that with her words. If you listen to her show, it comes on in the early morning time. Sweet D, type in the time of your show. I forget, 6 a.m. Eastern time, I believe it is. Called Sweet D Love. here on Blog Talk. But she does the same thing with her words. It's her presence, just her personality, allows you to feel a warmth and truly a sweet love. Attribute of the divine. So when you draw that into the, I have another young lady on the line that I talked to. Her name is Karen, and she was on Arizona too. And so one of the things that she does is that she's a nurturer. So when you're in her presence, you just always feel like she's going to, you just know that Karen is going to just, you just feel nurtured. Even now, like I just feel like I just feel the love. Can you be that individual? Can you find your niche, your contribution? Just like I can call the love out of other people. Can you do that for yourself? People tell me I'm an encourager. Okay, that's fine. People tell me, you know, that I'm a love, that I, you know, I always be optimistic and loving and, you know, sharing it. That's fine. But whatever it is you're doing, accept it. As your body begins to change, accept it. If you can change it, change it. Some things you won't be able to change because it is meant to change because you are developing into a new place, a new beginning. Some things are going to change about you. I often have a joke that I say that I seem to be truly becoming global, meaning that I am gaining weight in my midsection, so I have to work extra hard to contain it, right? Love and light to you, Mary Lou. Thank you again. Put up that post for the pictures. Girl, we talked about that, Mary Lou, how we both need to get ourselves and work a little harder. It is being human, yes. This human flesh will change. Girl, if I eat it less, I may not exist. But no, we'll be okay. It's okay. I've come to a place of acceptance that exactly where I am is okay with me. I'm in the right place. I'm in the right body. I'm in the right space. And I'm loved by the people around me. And I share and I love them as well. So as we continue forward on today, let's recapping that we are talking about how we enhance our relationships with ourselves first, and then we share with other people how we validate who we are. And we and Keisha, right? Okay, I got to let you all a joke. Okay, Mary Lou just typed in the chat room. I'm off subject. It's okay. It'll work itself out. Okay, Mary Lou says, stay away from the fried chicken. Okay, this is a joke. I told her that I have my cousin, sister friend is here in here with me for about a month, and that she took me out to eat. And I realized I ate more with her in one day of us kicking it from 8 o'clock in the morning until after midnight that And we were eating chicken. We had fried chicken, fried fish. We ate French fries. I had what they call wonton tacos. I had all kind of stuff I normally would not eat. And don't forget that I had a few cocktails. Hello. And let's just say that, as I told Mary Lou, I said that just blew my whole bag. So, yes, honey, I had to do more than a master cleanse. I did the master cleanse to the nth power. I've been flushing out my system still. And actually, I'm going to tell you, I really want you to tell them about that master cleanse. Sweet dear, I got 10 minutes. Can you tell them about the master cleanse? You got time to call in and tell them about the master cleanse? 646-378-1135. This really works. Mary Lou, if you miss it, just I'll tell you about it. I'll email it to you. Girl, don't talk about mimosas. See, there you go. Okay, let me tell you what I'm drinking right now. Let me tell you one of my morning drinks that I enjoy. Okay, baby. Love you. Yep, I got my coffee, but what's in my coffee, Mary Lou? My rum chata. Rum chata. It is Jamaican rum. It has a cream on it. I'm shy, but I will call. Yeah, I know. We both are so shy, aren't we, girl? We are shy, sweetie. If you shy, then my girl gonna be just like you. But I want people to learn about this master cleanse. And I say this and I share it because we're human. You see, this is the reality of who we are. I'm not worried about people rejecting or not understanding who and what I am. It's about this is who I am. This is part of my existence. This all contributes to what makes me who I am and allows me to be able to do what I need to do and what I'm asked to do. Yes, 646-378-1135. That's the number to call in on too. And those of you on the phone lines, I know y'all can get in. I was hoping me talking about Karen would get her to call in, but it didn't. So we'll keep going.
Hello. Hello. I think there's a breaking up. Can you hear me?
Yes, I think you love. That's great. Go. Tell me about the plans. Hello.
Oh, even though you're breaking up, I can hear you said, tell us about the Master Cleanse, I believe you said. Well, hi, everybody. How y'all doing anyway? Greetings, peace, and love to each and everyone. Well, you know, the Master Cleanse is an excellent, 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 excellent cleanse. You know, they talk about all the different ones, this diet, whatever. But anyway, that one I resonated with. And and there are some other steps. You know, they talk about the cayenne pepper, which is an eighth of a teaspoon that you add to your water. You know, I guess it's I don't know how many ounces of water because I'm not a water drinker, but I guess it's like, you know, 2 cups of water. You add that too. I have that on my page somewhere. I gotta go back to it too. And lemon and maple syrup, grade B maple syrup. But that was done in 1941, so they didn't know about agave. So you can use agave in place of the grade B maple syrup, and you still will receive the energy that comes through the day when, you know, as you're moving through your day, because that's what gives you actually your energy. What you need to do also is make sure that you have at night a smooth move. You know, it's a laxative, and it won't come out. I don't think it comes out at night. It comes out after you've taken your salt water flush before you've had your actual drink of the, you know, the cayenne, lemon water, and maple syrup or agave. So I don't know if you can hear me. I mean, if I can hear you back, but that's, you know, yeah, Master Cleanse.
All right, and so the salt water flush is what can you call it?
The salt water flush you do in the morning, and that's like, I say, 1, 2, 3. I use 4 cups of water, and I mix that with kosher salt, you know, or the non-iodized salt, and you do it to taste. So I put like 2 tablespoons because I really wanted to like get through and cleanse my system, and then it helps the lax and, you know, the water that's like your enema to, you know, come out of your body. It really is great, but you got to take it an hour before you're getting out the house, because it probably takes about an hour for all of that, you know, the salt water flush to cleanse your system, and then after that you're good, you know, and then you just drink. You know, you can take it with you, you know, if you look, you can even look up the Master Cleanse, but if you go to my page and seep down to May, I think that's when I did it, it really, you know, lets you know exactly what to do, and it is great. It's great.
I have to admit, my cousin,
She was looking. And you may not perform the former actress. I got it. And with the client, I did after flush. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
And you feel
so
great, don't you? I am hearing you break up. I'm on Skype. Sometimes it's breaking. Oh, yeah. So it's breaking up a whole lot. it's breaking up a lot. But, yes, the 8 ounces.
Hey.
So you've got that right. I can hardly
hear right.
You. Huh? Did you put it in the chat right, are you saying?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. And yeah, that's right in the chat, yeah. Because, see, when it comes to those, you know, this is my first time, you know, on this planet, you know, in a body. So everything seems funny. And I'm being silly, but I'm being so real. And so, like, this experience on Earth is, like, awesome. And, you know, the things that we have to do here is sometimes I call it crazy. But in order to maintain, you know, your level of spirituality along with your, you know, your physical, because you need this body to, you know, to house that beautiful spirit that we have that comes to the people and brings them all this wonderful information that you are bringing right now. And, you know, I appreciate you, and I'm going to get off the phone because I can't hear you and I don't want to take up your last minutes of time. So I'm going to say namaste, and I'm going to go back into the chat room. Blessings, peace, and love to you. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. I'm going to try 2 minutes. I'm going to hang up Skype, so I'm going to go silent for a minute. And then I'm going to come back. But don't go anywhere. I'm just going to hang up Skype and get on the phone line. All right, so hang on 1 second. Because I just can't take this gurgling sound that even I hear that last moment that you were on the air. So I apologize to all of you that are listening, but we're going to have a brief moment of silence.
Okay, I hope that everyone can hear me better this kind of way. I thank everyone who has joined me here on the show today. Again, that was Sweet D Love. She has a show on Blog Talk Radio every morning. I believe it is every morning. I only catch her usually on my Tuesday morning when I'm doing my little Pilates stuff. I listen to her because I work hard. But I believe it's every morning, right, Sweet D? That your show is on. And we can keep going. We're going to be going into archives about 2 minutes. But thank you all again for joining me here on Conversations with the Coach. We'll be here on Thursday. I also have another guest that's going to be coming in that's talking about the spirituality component. And so you'll have an opportunity to talk again. It's about rebuilding yourself from inside out, the importance of knowing how wonderful it is just to be free to exchange and share who you are. And understanding that so often people have focused on our outside, we forget about the inside has to be touched and healed and personified outwardly. Because once you do that, it changes the exterior. So I thank you all. Yes, love you too. Sweet D Love, thank you so much. And something. Yes, it is. Something wonderful is definitely on the horizon. I feel it as well. Girl, you know, I was just thinking when you said about the great energy, I was thinking the same thing. But anyway, I want to thank everyone again for joining me here on Conversation with the Coach. As I said, on Thursday, same time, same place, we'll be having a guest on the show. And they're going to be sharing with us from their perspectives about how we can further enhance from the inside out. Remember, here at A Fool Speaks, one of the things I strive to do is I tell people, I don't have all the answers. You have the answers already inside of you. I'm just here to help you access them a little better and reaffirm and encourage you to look inwardly. You have the perseverance. You have the survival. You have the greatness. You have the identity all inside of you. So there's no need for you to doubt that, and you are phenomenal. You are you're able to explain exponential level. I like that word exponential because it's just infinite possibilities and opportunities that await you to share the greatness that you have within you. So the enlightenment, all I do is I help you access the enlightenment and empowerment that you already have within. So thank you again for joining me. We will talk again really soon. Thank you again. I appreciate you all, extending love and peace and joy and happiness to you, extending the ability for you to understand that when things are coming against you that you don't understand and they're trying to cloud your way and prevent you from being the greatest that you are and exemplifying every attribute of the divine universe, scream out nice and loud, that is not my reality. Until next time, peace and blessings.